5:58 here on the Hardline. Before we get into a little community quick hits, I found something on the internet that I immediately sent to Danny because I recognize, well, I recognize talent. But
thank
I sent
you.
It to Danny before I opened it because I knew that he could handle this much better than me. Here's Danny and here's the sponsor.
All right. Thank you, Corby.
Well, here's the sponsor.
Oh,
American Leak Detection.
Thank you to American Leak Detection. Here's Danny.
Thank you, American Leak Detection. And Corby, thank you. And thank you to the internet for allowing me to read this article. So, yes, Corby did send me an article. And this was, I guess ultimately it's a list that came from a reader's poll that a certain couple of magazines conducted. Now, these magazines are called Guitar World and Total Guitar. Now, I don't know Total Guitar, but Guitar World's been around forever. And what they did is they put out a reader's poll. Now, this is why this list interested me. This wasn't done by a group
of critics and
writers and columnists that work for this magazine. They're going to be, you know, they're going to work way outside of the box. These are basically readers voted on this list. And the list is the top 50 greatest guitar riffs of all time.
So not songs per se, riffs within that define the song.
Yes, the defining element of the song. When you hear the guitar come in, you immediately know, holy crap, yes, you know what that song is. It's iconic, it's recognizable, and it's just important. Like the movie Milk.
Right.
So I figured we would not do all 50.
Good idea.
So we're going to start at number 10.
Great idea.
I'm a little surprised it's not higher on the list, considering that most people in the world of music consider this guy to be the greatest guitar player of all time, but this came in at number 10. I have a question about this. Essentially,
so is it the first
song,
part?
Are you talking about the octave lick?
Are you
talking about the... I think they're talking about that.
Really?
And then you get to the main meat of the song, which is the... Which one's the iconic guitar riff? I think it's probably the middle part, right?
Okay.
The middle one?
That's probably it. Yeah. I was thinking the first one.
How long can a riff be?
That's the thing.
Typically, it's like the guitar hook of the song. It's like, and this isn't on the list, but Nirvana's opening thing that smells like Teen Spirit.
Yeah.
That's a guitar riff.
Yes.
All right. So that's from Jimi Hendrix, Purple Haze, from his album, Are You Experienced?
So I didn't look at this list, and maybe I shouldn't ask this question, but is he on the list again, or is that it for him?
That's it. That's his only appearance in the top 10.
I was trying to think of other songs of his that might be included.
Voodoo Child or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. That seems like it's more iconic than that.
Yeah, but Purple Haze was the song that was like, hello world,
I'm
Jimi Hendrix.
Okay, I didn't know that.
And I think you take that into consideration as well. Number 9. Interesting. I think I don't disagree with this being in the top 10 because the second you hear it, you know exactly what it is and you've heard it a million times. But the fact that this is kind of a rock and roll list, it gets rock and roll, but the guitar riff is played on a clean guitar.
Rumors spreading around. United States.
Now, granted, that may not count as the riff. What counts as the riff is what comes in, coincidentally, after what should be in the top 10 of greatest drum fills of all time, how Frank Beard gets you into the heavy part of this song. Everybody knows this.
Yeah.
And I want to hear it.
I'm kind of surprised.
That is a guitar riff. And yes, it belongs in the top 10.
So are they talking about this part right here or the opening?
This is the riff.
Okay,
this is what they're talking about.
All right.
Not the intro.
Right. Yeah, that's cool.
That's, of course, LaGrange by ZZ Top, and somewhere the Hammer's dancing. Going. All right, number eight. Man, before I even looked at this list, Corby, I had this in my head that it needed to be on there, and I was so happy that it was, but also a little surprised considering, you know what? I'm not surprised. It belongs, and these guys are from around here.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe that Walk by Pantera made number eight?
What?
Hell yeah. Dude, it's their greatest riff, in my opinion, and belongs.
I cannot believe Pantera made this list.
Think about who reads these magazines.
That's true. Yeah.
Hell yes. This makes me want to fight. Don't you want to fight?
Yeah.
All right. There may be some F-bombs. Just go and get
so will you play? Can you play the beginning of that again?
Yeah.
Okay, that's really cool.
Dude.
That surprises me, though.
I'm going to punch the first person I see when I leave this building.
Right. Sorry, Smokey.
Smokey. He kicked my ass. All right, number seven, and I think the main riff comes after this slidey guitar thing, but, dude, this is iconic. Everybody knows it. Everybody can play it. Not this. There's Ozzy singing through the cancer kazoo. Come on. It's not that bad. This. Great drum fill.
Yeah.
That drum fill taught Dave Grohl everything he knows.
Oh, I hate everything about this song. Everything.
Yeah, but when this came out, man, people were like, what is this? So evil, so dark.
I do have to tell you, the beginning cancer kazoo line from Ozzy.
You like that?
It makes me laugh. This song has always grinded me, man.
I'm glad.
Yeah, I have to concur on that.
I'm glad the next band made the top 10 from the Guitar World Reader's poll of greatest guitar riffs of all time, which we are at number 6, and that was a reset. I'm glad this band made it. Maybe a little surprised that this is the song that made it, but it's probably their most popular tune. And dude, this is for you, Bob.
Legitimize now, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought of this. I'm glad this made it.
Heck yeah. Now, they're not talking about this.
Right.
It takes a minute. Let's kind of see Beavis warming up. Let's kick ass.
Yeah, probably kick his ass. Just wait for it, butthead.
Shut up, butt munch.
What a pompous intro.
Oh, man. How long's this intro? What are we at? Like a minute?
It's 50 seconds.
It's not
right
even
now.
Here we go.
It's
this
not even a top
is
five.
The riff.
It belongs.
He's flatting the five, you idiot.
Make the whole list, Kirk Hammond.
Flat the five, you idiot.
That's for sure.
Yeah, man. So we're halfway through our list of, or Guitar World's list of top 10 greatest guitar riffs of all time. You could also have a secondary title to this article. The 10 songs you're going to hear at Guitar Center on any given day.
Oh, no. Can I guess?
Well,
am I allowed to guess?
We're not to it yet, but the world would not be right if yeah. this guitar player who departed from us last year did not make the list, and this is a great riff.
Oh, hell yeah. Number one from this band for sure.
As far as guitar lick?
Yes.
A riff.
I just picture him figuring this out for the first time and going, oh my God, I've created a masterpiece.
Yeah. And you know what's even better about it? It's because you get all the way to the verse and you don't hear from that idiot David Lee Roth one second. He's not going, ah, ooh, yeah, woo, ah, all over it.
But I can tell you, if you start this over, Mino.
Man, the first time I heard this.
Oh. I'm, yes, yes,
yeah,
yes.
I ain't turning this off. But yeah, like I said, top 10 sounds you'll hear from Guitar Center when somebody's pretending to be interested in making a purchase. This one is always played at number 4.
Oh, I was going to guess. This was my guess.
I knew it was.
This was my guess. Oh, what a beatdown.
I know.
Does this belong? It's such a beatdown.
Yeah,
does it belong?
Because everybody can play this and they know it and it's iconic and it's rock and roll and it's smoke on the flipping water.
Man, I feel like the same guy has all these on his mixtape.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of demographic.
These guys all look the same.
They really do, man.
All right.
I wonder what the mustache count in Deep Purple was when this came out.
All of them.
It's all Grateful Ed.
It's unanimous?
Yeah.
They all look like Pigpen?
Right.
All right, we are now up to the top three of Guitar World's top 10 greatest guitar riffs of all time. This song, come on, and it was written by the rhythm guitar player, not the lead guitar player in this band, back when bands had rhythm guitar players.
Oh, yeah. This is written by Malcolm Young, our...
Malcolm wrote this.
Our dead friend twice.
Yeah. He may still be alive for all we know.
Is this their most iconic?
I know. Yeah, this or You Shook Me All Night Long, maybe?
Yeah. Okay.
What a flick. Three chords. That's all you need.
It's badass.
All right, we're at the top two. And before we play the next one, you know the number one one, right? Because you sent me the article.
That was the article.
But you didn't know any of the other ones?
I didn't know any of the other ones, no.
Bob, do you have anything in your mind of what you think will be number one?
Stairway.
Okay. It's not Stairway.
You're close.
You're kind of close.
You're in the right hemisphere.
Yes. All right, let's go with number two, and I think this is another one where you have to wait a little bit. Again, this also could probably have the most iconic bass rock and roll lick of all time. Hit it.
Made it twice.
Who doesn't know this when it comes on?
God.
Thanks for that.
Take that instrument out.
What is that?
Oh, I can't forget what they call it.
Yeah, weird
this.
Spinny thing. Yeah.
Man, when I was...
Is this Randy Rhoads?
Yeah, when
this?
I was coming up in the world of Jackson guitars and Flying V's and all that nonsense, everybody was playing this at Melody Shop and Guitar Center.
Right. Oh, bro, you nailed it. Yeah, way to go.
This is absolutely awesome.
It's a great riff, man. All right, the number one guitar riff of all time, according to the guitar player, who's a guitar player, Guitar World, whatever. Reader's poll. This song came out, I believe, the same year we landed on the moon.
Okay.
So this is old, but...
I think it fits.
I think it belongs. I think it's number one. If it's, you can make the argument that maybe Jimi Hendrix could be up there. Heck, you could even make the argument that Smoke on the Water would be up there because how universally, it's so universally known it's become a punchline. But yeah, this is definitely, I'm totally fine with this one. You got the right band, you got the wrong song, but here they are, Led Zeppelin with the number one riff. Not the most complicated.
You need cooling. Baby, I'm not cooling.
Is this what Jimmy Page played for Jack White in The Edge, and it might get loud?
He Cashmere. He probably played this for him, too.
Where Jack White is staring at him like going, oh, my God.
I'm Jack White did that a lot in that movie.
Yeah.
I'm
going to give you
my love. I mean, this is...
I have no issues with this being number
one. In the larger list, how many Led Zeppelin songs are on there?
I didn't. You know what's funny is the article that Corby sent me. It gave you the top 10, and it said to see the top 50, click
behind
here.
A paywall.
So I clicked here, and it sent me to a page where I could either subscribe to the magazine or order that special issue for like $17.
Yeah,
not worth it. I don't know what was in the top 50, but there was some like more modern acts in there, like Slipknot had a.
The Nirvana riff
like
actually does seem like it should be up there.
Yeah,
but
in there.
For Zeppelin, the Stairway is more of a Wayne's World joke, but man, give me the Immigrant riff over this, right?
Think about the Immigrant song, yeah. This was a more popular song than the Immigrant song, though, I think. Well,
so yeah, think about this. This was on Led Zeppelin 2. Think about when Led Zeppelin 1 came out and you loved Led Zeppelin and you were waiting, can't wait for their next album, and you go to the store and you bring it home and put that on and that riff starts it.
Is that the first song?
That's the lead turd off of Led Zeppelin 2.
Yeah, you're fired up.
Oh, man.
You're fired
up. Most deaf.
All right, good stuff, Dan.
All right, you're
good
welcome.
Stuff.
Let's go to Danny Bayless, who has Community Quick Hits next.